Hey, Princess, this is volleyball. You're supposed to hit the ball, not run away from it. Hunter Adams shouted at me from across the hall. Yeah, that jerk was in this class too, and I disliked him more with every passing minute. He seemed to focus more on making cocky comments about my performance than playing, and every time the volleyball came near him, he aimed it right at me. When the coach blew the final whistle, it sounded like an angel singing to me, and I was the first one to head to the locker room. I was done showering before all the others came in, wanting to get out of there as quickly as possible. Just as I was almost ready to leave, my gaze landed on a bag that was lying on the floor. More specifically, Hunter's sports bag. And what peeked out of it was, of course, my gray hoodie. I hesitated for a second. Should I risk it? If he caught me going through his stuff to get it, I'd probably be 6 feet under before I could even say, "I wish I didn't waste my coffee on you." But if I didn't, I'd never get it back. And it honestly was a really nice hoodie. Taking a deep breath, I mentally prepared myself for what I was about to do. I looked over at the door separating the showers from the locker room. It was still shut. Everyone was still inside, and I could hear them laughing over the sound of running water. This was my chance, the only one I would get. So I darted towards the bag and reached for my hoodie. I was pulled back and pushed against the wall before my fingertips could even graze it, feeling my back collide with the concrete. Hunter's eyes bore into mine as he leaned forward, his arms building a cage around me, making it impossible for me to get away. Trapped between him and the wall, all I could do was gasp and stare at him. He had just finished showering, and apparently hadn't bothered putting on a shirt yet. Drops of water were still clinging to his hair and traveling down his naked torso. The scent of his shampoo was overwhelming. "Wanna try that again?" he asked in a threateningly low voice. He was so close that I could feel his warm breath tickling my skin, coaxing goosebumps to the surface. I couldn't get a word out, which he obviously took as a no. "Thought so." He sent me one last glare before he backed away and pulled my hoodie over his head. Even when the door had fallen shut behind him, I was still leaning against the wall, unable to move. What the hell had just happened?